What is up, you buttercups? Welcome back to A Mockingbird Story. This episode, we're going to be talking about the end of the book. I'm Schaefer Hoffman.
I'm Frankie Petroff.
I'm Barrett Petzgang.
And today we're going to be talking about the final chapters of To Kill a Mockingbird.
After Tom was convicted guilty, he went to prison. While he was at prison, he tried to escape the first chance he got, and he was shot. They learned about this while Aunt Alexandra was having a party for one of her groups that she's in for homeless people.
This was very sad to the Finches, and the kids were, like, really, really sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all this happened, Bob Ewell continued to, like, go on and harass...
Tom's wife, right?
Tom's wife.
What's her name?
Supposedly, the judge, too. And then Atticus, he spat in his face and, like, threatened him.
He was, like, following the wife home.
Yeah, or he was following the wife home, so I had to get the sheriff to walk.
Yeah, she got the sheriff to help her, like, so that Bob wouldn't, like, follow her around.
Mm-hmm. And then with the Judge Taylor, he, like, tore a hole in the screen door. Like, there was a scratching noise outside when he was home alone.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, like, creepy. And we don't know he did that, but it's, like...
implied.
It's pretty implied.
Everyone thinks he did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Bob also... I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, I think that's...
Scout and Jim were very scared that Bob Ewell might hurt their dad Atticus, and so they want him to carry a gun. Atticus does not want to have a gun... and that does not help the case that Scout and Jim are scared.
And Jim also joins the football team to prove that he is, like, a man.
Scout's class has a play that they're going to perform at this high school. And she is a ham that, like, runs across the stage while her teacher is calling her name out. And it's like... it's a very, like, annoying part to her that she's only a ham and not that important. And she has, like, this big, bulky costume that is, like, almost as big as she is. And she can barely see out of it and everything.
She can't get out of if she needed to.
I wouldn't want to be a ham, I would talk.
That
would be, like, the worst. Being a piece of ham.
And this big play is, like, none of her family can really make it to it.
Yeah, Atticus so just got home from being out of town, and their Aunt Alexandra is really tired.
And so Jem ends up walking her over to it and, like, hanging out with his friends before it.
Mm-hmm. During the summer, Jem tries to teach Dale how to swim, and they have to hitchhike on the highway to get to where they're swimming.
And they're doing really well, and then one day... they see Atticus and Calpurnia driving past, and they hop in the car with them.
What are the odds of that?
And they end up going to see Mrs. Robinson, and Atticus is like, all right, you can come along, I guess. Yeah. But they have to stay in the car. So they get to Mrs. Robinson's, and there's, like, a bunch of
kids outside playing
and all this, and Atticus goes up and asks one of the girls to see if she can find her mom.
She has to run
and find her. She ends up finding her, bringing her over, and they, like, start talking with each other. And then all of a sudden, she, like, collapses.
The mom?
Yeah, the mom collapses, and she's, like, everyone's trying to figure out, like, what just happened, what's going on right now.
Did she, like, pass out?
Yeah, and then...
why, though?
And this is all a story that Scout heard, so she doesn't really know for sure if it happened because she wasn't there. It's just what Dill told her.
So, like, why do you think she passed out? That's kind of weird.
She was probably
just, like, exhaustion.
Shock.
She got scared.
Her husband just died.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, is that when they first told her?
No.
And then why would that be shock?
It could have been.
Well, just talking about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Scout found she could sleep in her costume by sitting down on the ground, and so she took a nap before the play started. She missed her cue when the producer told her that she should come out on stage,
because she was sleeping.
And then she got in trouble because she ruined the production.
She was just a couple seconds late, and she got, like, really... The teacher got really mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
And Jem was, like, kind of supportive about it. He was like, ah, it's okay. It wasn't really that bad.
She was sleeping, but she woke up in a couple seconds.
Yeah.
That's some hard stuff to do. How do you wake up in a couple seconds?
And then they ended up going home, and they were just, they were walking by. It was really dark out.
It was, like, pitch black out.
Yeah, it was pitch black, and they thought people were following them.
They heard someone, like,
and every time
them,
they stopped,
the footsteps stopped.
The noise would stop, and so... They it was as if someone was following them and just stopping so that they couldn't be heard.
And they kept doing that for a little while until they ended up right next to the Radley place.
Oh, God.
Underneath a tree, too, right?
Yeah, right next to a tree where they knew that because it was, like, cold.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, when they were barefoot, they could feel that the ground was colder in the tree.
Oh, yeah, because she forgot her shoes at the set.
I don't know. It's just how it was.
It just makes no sense.
The tree so they knew someone was following them, and they thought it was their friend trying to scare them like before.
Mm-hmm.
When they were originally walking to the play.
But this is when they're walking back. And, like, do they look back and, like, see someone?
I think no, he just jumps.
No, he just jumps on his...
Yeah, so he starts... He throws Scout like, over on the ground.
Into, like, a fence, right?
Yeah, and, she, like, her mesh wire costume comes
just,
off.
Like,
or starts to.
Excuse me.
And then Jem gets, like, tossed over towards her again.
And then he get knocked out.
And they both, stand up, and they try to, like, start running a little.
Jem tells Scout to run.
Yeah, and then she gets, Jem gets picked up by their mystery attacker. And then Scout, like, sees that Jem is getting hurt or whatever, so she kind of, like, charges at him. And hits him kind of in the gut area where he drops Jem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, like, makes a little grunt noise.
Yeah, he's, like, get hurt.
And then she picks up Scout, like, the attacker picks up Scout and, like, starts squeezing her.
Uh-huh.
Until Jem comes up behind and, like
doesn't pull him down.
Yeah, he pulls him down, like, the attacker falls down.
Yeah, and then, like, Jem's arm is broken after the, like, after the end, his arm's broken.
And then this,
and, like,
someone
came
out.
Hurt really bad.
Scout's sitting there. Someone comes out.
Isn't Jem knocked out, too?
And she hears a whole bunch of grunting. And then all of a sudden, she sees someone carrying a body walking on the sidewalk. So she starts to follow that, and she sees it goes right to her front yard.
And that's Boo Radley, right?
It is Boo Radley carrying Jem back to their house.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really cool how they end up, like, actually seeing Boo Radley after the beginning of the book.
Except for Jem didn't get to see him because he was knocked out.
Yeah, like, Boo Radley came back into the book right at the end.
And then they end up finding out that it was, like...
Bob was attacking them.
Bob Yule had gone down there, and he had a knife. And when Jem pulled him down, Bob fell on his own knife.
And landed on the knife. And, like,
he landed on the knife.
Stabbed himself.
He impaled himself with his own knife because he was just so drunk.
I don't think that was funny.
And Atticus was, like, kind of sad because he thought Jem killed him.
He's always drunk.
Atticus was kind of sad. He thought Jem killed him and would have to, like,
yeah,
be tried for it.
Yeah.
He'd probably get in trouble because they were just in the court together, Bob and Atticus.
Heck Tate was, like,
no, he
reassuring
he killed himself.
Him. Yeah, he was reassuring.
Technically killed himself.
That wasn't Jem.
He just, like, fell on the knife.
Yeah. And then the doctor comes and, like, helps Jem, and Jem's all asleep.
Jem thinks, or not Jem, Scout thinks that Jem's dead. He's asking people if she's dead.
Doesn't Jem wake up? Like, not, like, wake up.
Briefly, but the doctor puts him back to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but didn't he tell Scout that he was never really asleep or something like that?
No, I don't think so. And that was just how the book ended.
Wow.